Our house was a Walmart of books. And reading was our hobby, our playdate. When we misbehaved, it was our punishment. While my friends entertained themselves with board games and video games, I turned to books. My shelves were lined with Dr. Seuss, Eloise Greenfield, Lee Bennett Hopkins, and Lucille Clifton's Everett Anderson books. I knew these poets intimately, and their books word for word. There was little room in our house for things like television. My siblings and I might catch reruns of I Love Lucy or old westerns on a Saturday, but only if my father was traveling. A poem is a small but powerful thing. It has the power to reach inside of you, to ignite something in you, and to change you in ways you never imagined. There is a feeling of connection and communion with the author and the subject when we read a poem that articulates our deepest feelings. That connection can be a vehicle on the road to creativity and imagination. Poems can inspire us in our classrooms and in our homes to write our own journeys, to find our own voices. The title of this book, Out of Wonder, comes from a quote by renowned poet and children's book author Lucille Clifton. She wrote, "Poems come out of wonder, not out of knowing." Writers often struggle with the blank page. A clean slate can motivate, but it can also scare us. We are always in search of experiences that spark ideas for our poems and stories. Inspiration can also come from reading the works of other poets. Poems are not static objects. They are ever-evolving ideas that speak to us in different ways at different times in our lives. I remember reading and reading lots of poetry in first and second grades. I could barely contain my excitement when I got a poem and could explain it to someone else. Sometime between then and high school, poetry, for the most part, vanished from the classroom. What remained was incomprehensible. And that was no fun. Happily, in college, I rediscovered the magic of poetry. I don't want you to have to wait that long. Allow me to introduce you to 20 of my favorite poets. Poets who have inspired me and my co-authors with their words and their lives. They can do the same for you. Some of the poets we celebrate in this book lived centuries ago and wrote in languages other than English, while others still walk the streets of San Antonio and New York City today. Chris Calderley, Marjorie Wentworth, and I had two requirements for the poets we would celebrate in Out of Wonder. First, they had to be interesting people. And second, we had to be passionately in love with their poetry. Mission accomplished. I believe that by reading other poets, we can discover our own wonder. For me, poems have always been muses. The poems in this book pay tribute to the poets being celebrated by adopting their style, extending their ideas, and offering gratitude to their wisdom and inspiration. Enjoy the poems. We hope to use them as stepping stones to wonder, leading you to write, to read the works of the poets celebrated in this book, to seek out more about their lives and their work, or to simply read and explore more poetry. At the very least, maybe you can memorize one or two. We wonder how you will wonder. Kwame Alexander. Part 1. Got style? Poets love to make up their own rules about writing. That's what makes it so much fun. Sometimes E.E. Cummings and Nikki Giovanni use ellipses to separate ideas and lowercase letters at the beginning of sentences. Langston Hughes, who loved jazz, was a master of repetition, rhythm, rhyming couplets, and quatrains. The poems in this section pay tribute to the poets being celebrated by adopting their styles and rhythms. How to write a poem. Celebrating Naomi Shihab Nye. Hush. Grab a pencil, some paper, spunk.